UW Medical School Dean Philip Farrell pulled plans to spend public dollars on a building project which was part of a comprehensive health plan approved by the UW Board of Regents Thursday. The money would have come from an endowment. It was set up to compensate the public for tax breaks given to Blue Cross Blue Shield, the former nonprofit converted to a stock corporation in 1999. Farrell says the overall health proposal was being overwhelmed by the building controversy and the now scuttled plan to pay for it using public money.
The building element in our plan was confusing to people. It was distracting. It was really distracting attention away from the vital elements of the plan, which are the programs that will reach the people of Wisconsin.
Public interest groups like ABC for Health opposed the use of public money for brick and mortar. An attorney with the group, Bobby Peterson, says they're still concerned with how some of the rest of the endowment money would be used.
What is really lacking in the plan is anything meaningful to help the uninsured and people that lack access to care right now. There are some wonderful opportunities to use those funds to help build up the infrastructure and system to help people get the services that they need.
The health plan still needs approval from Wisconsin United for Health Foundation. As for the $120 million research complex, Dean Farrell says they have half the money in gifts and grants already, but he says they'll have to work hard to get the rest because of competition for dollars in a sluggish economy. Construction would not begin for at least 2 years. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.